All dressed up and knowing the blow.
No dough, no show.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
Sorry.
Time to nut up or shut up.
Gosh, not again.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Sequels That Should Have Been Made. Well, we're in fall. It's fall. It's almost Halloween. I'm scared. Jeff's scared. Jeff's putting mic and shit on his head or something.
He's doing magic tricks.
Doing magic
tricks.
Fucking amazing.
My name is Daniel.
Honor of Halloween.
I am the host of Sequels That Should Have Been Made podcast. And as always, I am here with my brothers, my brethren. We're going to make a cult out of this. Sitting in front of me, like always, is Rob the Slob. How you doing, Rob?
Well, hello, Danny. It's great to be here.
You son of a bitch. You mocking me?
The monarch might.
Yeah, you monarch. Monarch mics it, mocks everybody. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's good to have you here, Rob. It's good to have you.
It's great to be here.
Jeff is sitting next to me as always. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm pretty good, just fighting a cold, but you know, I'm glad to be here.
Jeff is a little sick.
Yeah, your eye is I know. Very red.
One of his eyes is red.
It's Mike? About to fall out, I'm pretty sure.
A little pussy.
when we were younger, we used to have this made-up monster that lived in our backyard. We used to call him Red Eye.
Yes.
His eye color would change throughout the season.
I remember the just Hatchet Man.
Make up bullshit.
No, I'm no, serious.
You guys don't have to make up stories for the podcast.
Well, you guys are several years younger than us, but when Danny and I were young, we had Red Eye.
And he lived behind the jacuzzi.
Yep.
The gazebo. What did this monster do to you?
Well, he touched us a couple of times. You go behind the gazebo.
In the jacuzzi.
Yeah. But the funny thing is,
that's why you guys tore it out and buried it.
One night. Don't dig there.
That's where the shame is.
One night.
Just out there every full moon crying.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We're talking about your traumatic childhood.
Oh, it was traumatic with Red Eye out there.
It was Dr. Allison.
Getting into that brown eye.
Look at the brown eye. Focus on the brown eye. But our grandpa once, he was good with woodwork and stuff. He built a giant wood-like face.
Skull.
Yeah. And he hooked up some lights to it. And it had a red eye blinking. And my mom and dad, they're like, hey, look outside behind the gazebo. And hanging on the gazebo was this giant skull with a red eye blinking. Yeah. It was pretty cool. It scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
See what you guys missed out on? Then you guys were born.
Yeah, you guys had Hatchet Man.
Yeah.
You know, fucking boring.
You guys had Hatchet Man. We had Red Eye. Not talking about Pink Eye.
Dexter.
Jeff looks like Jeff has right now.
Yeah, ain't Pink
One
Eye.
Of his fucking eyes is bright fucking red.
Oh, and yeah, Dexter Poindexter, the
molester?
No, the...
That's Chester.
Oh, Chester. Oh,
he was dumb kid.
The twin kid that the parents hid in the basement, you know, in the old closet. We had that crawl space.
Yeah.
That's where Dexter Poindexter lived.
Dexter Poindexter.
And I used to scare the shit out of Jack, my son, telling him, go look in there.
You see a little orphan kid.
I always imagine the episode from Creepshow The Crate. Get in there.
Oh, yeah, he pushes him in, eats him. Scary shit. And then, not least, the monarch has flown in here to indulge us with this episode. Because if we never have the monarch on here, we will not be able to do a synopsis.
No, and I got through Canadian customs again. Yes. And
way to go.
Yep, I'm good to go in Canada. Rob, how about you?
They don't know I'm here, Jeremy.
Oh, good.
Sorry, monarch.
you're ruining Rob's cover, Mac, you asshole. So tonight's episode is going to continue with our holiday season of Halloween. It's going to be Monster Squad. Whoa, Rob's giving me a weird look. He's giving
that,
me the...
That wasn't a Halloween sound. That was Strange Brew.
Another good movie. We got to make a sequel of that. They've been talking about a sequel of that for a long time. I know. Made it.
Well, now that what's his name is doing movies again.
Oh, yeah. Rick Moranis is back in the game.
His kids are older now.
Because his wife died.
He raised his children.
What a responsible guy.
Now he's going to start doing movies again.
He's like 75 years old. His kids grew up about 20 years ago.
Well, it's hard to get a job in the Hollywood. You know, Jeremy, for a while.
You know, some kids stay at home longer than others. Like me.
It happens. Monarch.
32 years young.
Monarch.
Yes.
Synopsis, the Monster Squad. Most people are not going to need a synopsis. Most people have seen this movie, but let's indulge him with it.
So the Monster Squad came out in 1987, and it was actually a box office flop.
1987? I feel like it was a 90s movie.
So, I mean.
Saw that at the Cinedome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was a great movie. It is a good movie, and it still holds up today, but it's like kind of like a homage to the old horror movies of Count Dracula, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Mummy, you know.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. So, like, all those things.
The golden era of horror films.
The gold. Yes. Thank you, Rob. And yeah, so this movie takes place in Louisiana, Baton Rouge.
Is Louisiana?
It is.
Not an accent to be heard.
I know. Good point.
There's only one scene with the swamp. I thought that was somebody's backyard that just let it get overgrown.
But like also the house that the Dracula like kind of had all his monsters in was kind of like the old slave house.
Yeah.
Not a slave house.
A plantation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's keep it PC.
Plantation of slaves.
And So this whole movie is based around an amulet.
You sleep in the big house.
We call that Uncle Tom.
Samuel L. Jackson, you best Uncle Tom ever.
He was.
That was. So it was based around an amulet that would give the creatures full power over the living world. But Dr. Van Helsing, the doctor that would always go after Dracula and his evilness.
Give him the what for?
Needed a virgin to send him back to hell.
Don't we all need a virgin? Yes. We all need one.
And I know Rob had some confusion from this movie.
Did.
But and Rob, you know, yeah. Actually Rob brought this up earlier, you know, outside of this podcast. And after he said something, we're like, oh, you're full of shit, Rob. But after he said something, I kind of thought about it and I was confused too. Rob, go ahead and fill us in on virgins.
So,
since you have the most experience with being a virgin,
I was a virgin for a good portion of my life. Up until that one time when I had a kid.
Proven yeah. One time.
It worked once. Got in there. So, in this movie, they go after this teenage girl because she's a virgin.
Yes.
And keep in mind, these are like 11, 12 year old boys. That are trying to find a virgin. And so with that premise...
Take this out of context. It's like, are you talking about Porky's? What movie are you talking about?
So with that, I always figured only girls could be virgins.
Mm-hmm.
Because once that girl turned out, yeah, she's been fucked that one time, but it didn't count. I think she took it in the ass. They had to go find another virgin.
Yeah.
But all those boys were virgins.
They were.
And that's the confusion for me when I was a child.
I love how Rob got all his sexual...
all his sex that came from Monster Squad.
It did.
But it's very true because they didn't need to go find a virgin when they were all virgins.
Yes.
Except for Rudy.
Maybe at some point in the movie they said, we need a virgin girl.
Yeah. They never said girl.
It was but it was implied.
Yeah.
So it's always been implied. That's the problem.
Dracula is not a homosexual. He may be metro because how he dresses, but he's not a homosexual. So he doesn't want a virgin boy. He wants a girl. He
dresses like a count.
You know what?
That's why he's a metro.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I've never seen her drink the blood of a male. He's always broken their necks. Like if they get too close, they snap the neck.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. He's not gay.
It's proven right here. Dracula's not gay.
Yeah.
Hashtag Dracula not gay.
He wants that heterosexual blood.
He wants Winona Ryder blood.
There you go.
Yeah, so good point, Rob. And so, I mean, the movie just kind of evolved around these kids. You have Sean, Patrick, Horace, a.k.a. the fat kid, and the rebel, Rudy, having a club called the Monster Club or Monster Squad. And they kind of like, they indulge in horror movies and like the big horror movie that's out at the movies during this movie is called Groundhog Day 12.
It's a play on Friday the 13th.
Yes. And they just kind of...
Is Bill Murray in it?
No. Oh. And
we don't know. They never actually showed the film.
It came out before the actual Groundhog.
Yeah. And so he sits on his roof with binoculars and a radio watching the drive-in movie of this, of this Groundhog Day, but
it's just pretty cool. I wish
that would have been badass.
Have a house like right there.
To sit up there with Cuban Gooding Jr. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
And you know,
radio up.
Yeah. So you know, trying to think about
they call me Jeff.
Trying to think about this movie, they really, I don't know how they stumble upon this, but there's like some message on a whiteboard, like Mr. Something called from school, and he's like. Like sees the name and he like starts writing the like, oh, you know, is it this name? And he crosses it out and he's eventually spells out.
Well, doesn't it start with Sean? He hears his dad, who's a detective, talking over the phone.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the domestic situation here.
Oh, it's a bad one.
Sean's dad beats his wife regularly.
No, he doesn't.
It's a very piece of...
They never...
It's always the same mom, too.
It is.
The same actress plays the mom in the 80s.
Yeah.
Sean's dad's an alcoholic.
Who's
he beats his wife. Sean tries to escape through movies by going up to the roof.
But he's a good dad because he gives him a Burger King.
Yeah, he gives him Burger King. Like, hey, buddy. Roof. He's smoking a cigarette.
He puts it out on the roof.
Yeah. He looks at the night. Whoa, what's the feature film tonight? And he's, you know,
but like,
he's like five scotches in by this point.
How many times has he fallen off?
His knuckles are all bloody from beating his wife. So Sean's going through some hard times.
It was never implied,
it was implied.
But there are some domestic issues, and because the dad's always working, and you know, there's one scene when the Wolfman goes into the police station, arrest me, and you know the Sean's dad's partner walks out of the office,
token,
looks at the guy, and continues to walk out. Why this guy's fighting all the cops?
He doesn't want to get in that shit.
And I'm just like. Wouldn't that guy, as a police officer, like want to join in and help his fellow police officers?
He has
and
other priorities.
And then some rookie jumps in and shoots the guy.
Yeah,
which you know, he eventually becomes the werewolf.
You talking about the cowboy?
No,
he was dressed like a cowboy. He had a hat on.
And
I gotta say, for all the like, this movie's had a lot of cheesy moments and stuff.
Oh, ton.
But that has to be one of the best played werewolves.
Yeah,
he was very convincing. I enjoyed the werewolf. Yeah, what else
felt the pain in
He's gonna kill your son. You look like you're turning into a werewolf right now with your beard you're trying to grow.
So, I mean, the movie progresses and eventually, like, I mean, this it kind of moves fast. It's not that long of a movie.
Come on, it's an 80s movie. Yeah. So,
and it's just like boom, boom, boom. And
hour and 50 minutes.
And when you watch it, you're
get
like,
to the pie scene,
all
right?
It makes all sense. But then when you rewatch and you're like, what the fuck just happened here? He's like scribbling some names on a notepad and he comes up with Dracula and then he.
Boom. Done.
He's like, all right, well, there's Frankenstein.
He's coming to conclusions.
And then Frankenstein becomes friends with his daughter, with Sean's
sister
Phoebe.
Phoebe.
That had a great treehouse.
Yeah. Was that the same Phoebe and Friends?
Yeah,
it could be.
She grew up to.
And,
she moved to New York.
And
we can't have two episodes with Friends references.
Did we have one other one?
Last one.
Oh, Ross. Yeah. I'm part of Ross. Yes.
And
hey, so I think we're connecting everything here. A Halloween thing's going on.
And so
there's two separate generations. You have a generation of Seinfeld, and you have a generation of Friends.
They come around the same time.
I tell you what. Tell you what.
Early 90s.
Kids of this generation, like my kids' age.
Yeah.
Like Friends.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, what
my
the...
kids watch Friends.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
That's and my background noise.
Then I show
put
them
Friends on and just fucking chill.
I show them Seinfeld. I was like, this is fucking comedy. This is what it's
they
about.
Don't get it.
They don't. They don't. No, but when they get older, they go, oh fuck, that's amazing.
No,
how do you know that?
They're not older.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just projecting in the future.
Okay.
My kids are gonna be great.
They're gonna love Seinfeld, not Friends.
Posters of Larry David in their room.
They're gonna love Jewish people.
Let's go to that deli, Dad.
So this movie,
no soup for you.
Give me a pastrami on rye. Got a case of the gout.
All right. Monarch.
So this,
I think I have too.
Does your toe hurt in the morning?
I can see Jeff having gout.
My big toe hurts in the morning.
I went through a painful phase there, but I'm over it now.
Costanza,
it really hurts.
I was in the pool.
Gout sucks.
Oh man. So, So this movie progresses and it goes really fast. And eventually this Monster Squad group of kids determine that one of the Monster Squad's sisters is a virgin, but obviously she's not. She's a hoorah.
She's a hoorah.
And
hoorah!
And these monsters start attacking, and eventually the army gets involved. And
How does the army get involved? I can't remember.
Well, it's
he writes a letter.
The little kid writes a letter in crayons saying,
with that big spacing from when you're a kid in kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah. Dear army. There are monsters in the town, and all right, sure enough,
son, where's the monsters?
Yeah, exactly.
We got your letter.
And so,
business card, motherfucker.
So the
Monster Squad, what's up?
So the army comes, but they do jack and shit
because it's already been done. You know, they could have,
right? Because all
it's the army,
yeah. So eventually, we find out the only true virgin there is the 4-year-old daughter,
Phoebe,
Sean's sister, and she reads the German thing. And and the monsters eventually get sucked up into a vortex.
A black hole kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a Monsterville.
It's more brown, but okay.
It was like the same thing from Army of Darkness.
Yes, exactly. Maybe that's a mashup.
Army of Darkness is a monster.
Ass shows up and just fucks shit up.
And that's kind of Monster Squad. I mean, this movie, again, was a blockbuster flop. It made like $2 million. The budget was $13 million, which was a lot for 1987.
Yeah, man.
They're going for that Goonie money.
Now every movie's like $200 million.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, but it has had a huge cult following over the years. As we have gotten older,
yes,
we appreciate movies like this.
Yes.
And we show our kids movies like this.
Yes.
And my kids are confused about the virgins.
Just
give
like,
me the amulet, you bitch.
just like Robbie was.
Exactly.
Well, that's what happens when you don't teach your kids about the birds and the bees. For the longest time, I thought the birds were fucking the bees.
And that's pretty much the movie in a nutshell. And
I remember Robbie running in the backyard. Rob, what are you doing? I'm trying to chase this bird. The fuck? I tried a bee the other day. It stung my penis and it hurt like a son of a bitch. So now I'm trying the birds.
Poke my pecker.
But it's always fun to watch.
It's a backyard full of chickens, Danny.
It's for the eggs, Rob, I swear.
You like to fertilize those eggs, don't you, you pervert?
It's always fun
Danny chickens running around.
Roosters, Rob.
It's always fun.
Was
kind
it
of
fun,
the homage of the old horror movies.
Yes.
And kind of bring it around.
Bela Lugosi.
I remember as a kid playing with like Dracula figures and, you know, I was like excited. Oh, Dracula, Frankenstein, Mummy.
Every Halloween I watched the old ones. Yeah. The old greats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Werewolf.
So you kind of
the Invisible Man, though.
I watched Invisible Man.
No, I'm talking about in this movie. They didn't have the Invisible Man.
Maybe they did. You just didn't see him. You saw him.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And so I mean, overall, this was a great movie. I mean, some of the great tagline of the movie, which was not very a very good tagline.
What was the tagline? Because we didn't do it in our last episode. We forgot.
Yes. It was never send a man to do a kid's job.
Well, that's going to play well into what we're going to talk about.
Yes, it is. And the quote of the movie, of course, is Wolfman's got nards.
Oh, that's a good quote.
Does get nards.
And that's a classic quote that everyone know.
Wolfman. I remember the theater watching it when he said that. Everyone was just fucking busting up.
Yeah,
Wolfman has nards. Oh, my God.
Because fat kid, you know, got it. You know, because my name is Horace with the shotgun.
Lightning.
Boom.
But Horace is no longer with us.
Oh, that's
he died when he was 20 from pneumonia.
How you die in this day and age from pneumonia?
At 20.
You must have had AIDS.
Yeah, well.
Probably.
Kind of going into this sequel.
Yeah, exactly. We know how he got those AIDS. So one thing I appreciate, and I love all movies like this, like Rob mentioned a little bit, the Goonies are going to have the Goonie money. It reminded me a lot of the Goonies. When you have a bunch of like kids and little girls coming together and they have their like little fort and they're you know, when you're watching, you kind of relive your youth.
Yeah.
And it's like coming of age and like a Stand By Me type thing. And then they add a theme to it. This, obviously, it's monsters.
Really nothing like Stand By Me.
Well, No, it's but just it's the
kids
same.
Being kids.
Yeah, kids, they have their own group together. Yeah. Stand By Me was like the more realistic approach to that. Well,
it's more like the movie War.
We walked 20 miles to look at.
All three had great tree houses.
They do. The tree house.
The tree house is the key.
I think every kid's Sam.
I think the Monarch should do a top 10 tree house.
Well, I mean, number one would be the
Blank Check.
No. God damn it. I forgot the name of the movie.
The War.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
No.
Oh, yeah. Up Ernest Goes to Camp.
The one with Seth Green when they and they go look for.
Those are grown ups making trees, though, bro.
No, but that tree was from their kids.
When they were kids. Okay. Up the without paddle. A paddle. Without a paddle.
Without a paddle.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the
Dippy Stepbrothers.
But that movie, Without a Paddle, kind of takes it back to as a kid.
When they were adults going back to when they were kids.
For the adventure. Yeah. Which was kind of gave you that same.
So let's talk about the treehouses.
Yeah,
you got the Sandlot. Stand By Me had one. The War had an awesome one where they had a fucking actual battle around the treehouse.
Yep.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yep. Tarzan.
Yeah. Which had a violent scene in it.
What was the one with the
Swiss Robinson?
Oh, that's the best. That is the best treehouse.
It's so good. It's featured at Disneyland. Not anymore.
No, it's not.
They make it Tarzan. Yeah, it's Tarzan. It's still Swiss.
That's why I said Tarzan.
I know.
But yeah,
that's the best one.
Yeah,
I think they need to go back to Swiss Family Robinson.
They should. Now that's a good fucking movie.
Have you ever guys went to Disneyland and walked those stairs?
Yeah.
Woo! Time.
Very tired. Very tired.
But I go up there with blinders on now because I just imagine Swiss Family Robinson. And I tell my kids that. I go, this is not fucking Tarzan. Tarzan is invading this house.
Do you guys Family Robinson get just as upset as me when you're up there and you can't go into the rooms?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to go in the room.
I want to be in the room.
Yeah. You could go in there.
I could break my way in. Yeah. I'm a fucking adult.
God, but like the tree houses, man, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I almost died making a treehouse.
We had a shitty treehouse.
John remember almost Uncle, died.
Josh almost died.
No, he fell. John.
John
almost choked him. He hung himself in the treehouse. Because we had that noose that we in, and we were all inside. And he thought it would be cool to put his head in the noose, but he slipped and he felt he was hanging.
Just like Friday the 13th, part 3.
Just think that scene if
can't be alive.
If John actually did die when we were little, and we come back out backyard after watching whatever watch, and there's just John just swinging, they're just hanging. We'll be so fucked up now.
No, remember when we went up to Washington to Uncle Larry's?
House? Yeah, that was stupid because we had glass windows up there,
yes.
And it was way up in this.
How
fucking
the fuck
tree.
Did we get glass windows?
How did we survive?
200 feet up.
Well,
in the
air. We tied on a rope and we hauled it up with the rope.
I remember.
I'm surprised we did not die.
And you know, all of us have like that one instance of memory where we're like, we should have died.
Yes.
And I remember I was walking across a branch, and it was like three trees together, and you can walk in between them. And a branch broke, and I was probably 20, 30 feet up, and I fell. And I caught onto a branch.
Rambo.
I know, I was going to say, it was like the scene from Rambo. You're just snapping each branch is going down.
That's And I caught onto that branch, and to this day, I always have that vision.
Like, what if you didn't?
Oh, I've been dead.
You've been dead.
I've been stuck between three trees.
You're like the kid from Flatliners.
Exactly.
You stupid redhead.
Yeah.
You deserve to get bullied.
But yeah, treehouses are very important to the kids of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
It stopped at the 80s.
Yeah, 90s, not so much. 90s or 2000s, no more. 2010s, absolutely not.
No.
Forbidden.
Yeah. Well, because a lot of kids died building those treehouses. Like, almost happened to us in Washington. Yeah. We were.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
It was tetanus fun. And death.
Yeah. Tetanus and death. The name of our book. Tetanus and death.
Growing up in the 80s. Tetanus and death.
So that is Monster Squad.
Welcome back to treehouses.
It comes out of the treehouses.
The Simpsons. Bart Simpson has a pretty good
treehouse. He does have a treehouse.
Treehouse of Horrors treehouse.
Yeah, he does have a treehouse. That's animated. Do we count animation? No.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Okay, whatever.
They all look great.
So now we're going to make a sequel to this movie, Monster Squad. And Jeff, you are sequels, man. Why don't you get us started and we'll dive on in.
Yeah, so pretty much what I was, what we were thinking about for this one was Phoebe. She's an adult now. This movie takes place around now time.
Now.
AKA present.
AKA go time.
So Phoebe is the little, at the time of the original movie, Monster Squad, yeah, she's the four-year-old girl.
Yeah, four-year-old. So she's like what?
Sister of Sean.
37 now?
Yeah, something she's like in that. Her 30s.
Yeah.
Late so, 30s.
Pretty much.
Used, abused. Hell of a life.
So this takes place
gonna talk around now.
So she writes a letter to a journalist going, hey, I know what was reported in the papers, but that's not true. Because after everything happened back then, the town couldn't have people thinking there was monsters there or something. So all these little things came out that this crazy guy, this Wolfman character, went crazy and the police killed him.
Yeah, because what I envision is, because at the end of it with the vortex or where that came, it was electrical storm. The army was there. So it was big news back then.
Yeah.
And that came out, you know, and there's a lot of weird reportings of what happened.
Yeah. A lot of it didn't add up.
Yeah.
So this journalist gets this letter and he's like, I remember this. I remember this when I was younger. This is pretty weird stuff. And I've been thinking about making a documentary. I'm going to go to this town.
Yeah.
I'm going to make
a write a book.
Do a documentary about this. Yeah. So he shows up with his
Baton Rouge.
You know, beautiful this time of year. No mosquitoes. So he shows up with his little doc crew and he starts interviewing the town folks about what happened that night. What was going on in the town? You know, did anyone know this wolf guy character who just was just some crazy guy causing havoc?
So do you see like he interviews like at a diner or something? Hey, old man Ferguson.
Oh, I remember.
Old man. Oh, yes, there was a werewolf and there's like some gill monster there and I saw the whole thing.
Yeah. I remember my favorite bitch got sucked up into a tornado.
So she was the town whore.
We so just called her the bench because she just sat on her and she just went to bed. It was great.
It was hard to bust a nut after she left. We're very sad to see her go.
My balls still hurt.
So
longing for her.
So he
Blue Ball Billy. That's what we call it.
So he's interviewing all these town folks, and there's going to be a lot of town folks who go, yeah, I don't know. Nothing happened that night. There was just some crazy guy in the town.
I was fast asleep that night.
There was a lightning storm. Whoop-de-doo. It happened 30 years ago.
And I woke up to all these news articles about Dracula and Frankenstein and the Wolfman.
There was some officer who got a little scared, called the local freaking National Guard in, and they showed up.
Some kid wrote a note or something.
Yeah, you know, they're all kind of fuzzy on the facts, too. And then he goes, decides, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to interview Phoebe and see what she has to say.
Yeah.
So he starts talking to her and he kind of realizes that, you know, she's not all there. He knows, he could tell that she went through some traumatic experience that she's never quite gotten over.
Yes.
That night. And he starts putting pieces together and he goes, all right, well, who else was in this monster squad? And then he goes and interviews, what's his name, Shane?
Sean.
Her brother.
Sean, who is, you know, he's junior deputy at the local police department. Yeah. And he's kind of taking the line.
Following in his father's footsteps.
Following in his father's footsteps, you know. And he goes, off the record, I know what I saw. I know what happened that night.
There was a Dracula.
There was a freaking Dracula. But on the record, cops shot a fucking crazy. My dad shot a crazy guy in the street because he was freaking crazy.
Thought he was a werewolf.
Had to die. But he's like, no, that's not what happened. We fought evil that night.
And we won. But did they?
And then he goes, all right. Cool. And then he's just slowly interviews all the kids except Fat Kid because he committed suicide, unfortunately.
So he has to interview what the reasons why. The fat kid, Horace.
Yeah, so
Horace Pinka.
So it opened up a lot of, I mean, a Pandora's box. He's like, okay, so why did Horace commit suicide? He was like a hero that night. He shot Gillman.
Yeah, Gillman, the creature from the Black Lagoon.
And he kicked Wolfman in the nards. I mean, this
Wolfman
guy
has nards.
And burned Dracula with garlic pizza.
Yeah, so I mean, this kid was a badass. Yeah. So I mean, this kid should be alive, and he should be a hero, and he should be successful.
He should have street fairs about his life.
But what happened to him, Jeff?
Well, he killed himself because he was sad.
Why was he sad?
Well,
I'm interviewing you now.
Well, the documentarian, he went back and he found that treehouse. And in that treehouse,
the treehouse was still there.
It was still there.
Oh, nice!
It was pretty cool. He was like, "Hey, this is good journalist work. I found this damn treehouse.
Let's take a picture."
It's in somebody's house, in his backyard. But okay.
In there, he finds
like Monster Squad. You know,
yeah. The old picture, but the sign's kind of like hanging a little. Yeah. But he finds that they're talking about some weird, scary German guy that they're investigating.
Yes,
and he's trying to figure out, well, who's this scary German guy? So he brings it up back to Sean. And Sean's like, he was a guy who helped us, but he was very like kind of weird about it. He's like, why are you?
Yeah, he gave us he helped translate the book. The book, yes.
Yeah, he's like, well, why'd you call him Scary German Guy then? He's like, I don't know. That was just, he was weird. He was different. We didn't know him at the time. And he's like, well, what happened to him? What happened after that? He's like, well, I never really saw him after that night. Like he was gone. So slowly but surely, this guy starts to figure out this German guy was the monster.
He played more of a part in the whole Monster Squad.
As he investigated, you know, talking to Patrick, who is also part of the Monster Squad, and Rudy, who owns a gas station now.
I forget about Patrick.
Yeah, he's
very forgettable.
Patrick,
he was big on the werewolf.
Yeah, his career.
He had a good wardrobe, though.
Yeah, he did.
And
he was a rich kid.
And it was kind of like, yeah, so let me get deeper into this shit. And, you know, because Horace, I mean, the key was Horace's death, his suicide. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't a normal suicide.
How'd he kill himself?
It was terrifying.
Did he cut himself on the wrists on the wall?
He shot himself,
but, and he cut his wrist.
But the weird thing is, he shot himself with a silver bullet.
Mm. Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it didn't happen.
On the wall, he written in blood.
In blood.
He was like,
It.
Capitalized it. Was it the dad for
them? Very smaller.
Didn't happen.
We're on a budget, guys. We gotta use fucking old photos.
So everyone saw it, and they were like, "Oh, it? What's it?"
The dad from License to Drive.
But they didn't use their detective skills. And use their little what is it the
little things that
their telescope, and then read the thing that says
didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
Then they smeared it out on accident. Yeah. But yeah, so like it was like abnormal. It's like, what happened? What happened? There's something.
What drove Horace to kill himself?
And if you
read at the original story, is they survive. They beat the monsters. They're happy. Why would Horace be in such pain and kill himself?
So,
literally.
The journalist realizes that Horace was diddled by Scary German Guy.
And there's no such thing as monsters. Come on.
No such thing as monsters.
So this whole story is bullshit. And the journalist knew this going in. He's like, come on. There's no such thing as fucking Dracula.
He realized the kids created these monsters to cope with their childhood
pain.
What are the odds of there being movies about monsters that they're fighting?
Yes.
Horace had realization that this is what really happened to me as a kid. He couldn't take it.
He came to that when, in the original movie, when they went to this old scary German guy's house who offered them pie. Robbie, could you reenact the scene? What does the German guy say?
Now is your last chance for pie.
Very good. That pie most likely was drugged. Mm-hmm. And they ate it. Yeah. And this old German guy that supposedly survived the concentration camps of World War II. He drugged them, and then he molested them, he raped them, and he kind of just continued with that. And these kids,
for weeks,
they didn't know what to do or how to, you know, to live with it. And so the only way to cope, their coping mechanism was, you know what, we love monster movies. If there ever is a monster, it's this old scary German guy. We're going to create these monsters to cope with it. So they live through a fancy world of monsters, and that's what you see in the original movie. But in this sequel, the truth comes out, who the real monster was.
And I imagine,
Vlad,
like,
the Impaler.
Sean's dad, like, beat the guy to death when he found out for real.
So, yeah, it's unspoken. Like,
that's why he's not a cop anymore. Yeah.
At one point, the scary German guy just disappeared.
Yeah.
And it was
the townsfolk were like, we're going to kill you.
Sean's dad knew what happened, and he fucking killed him.
But the town also wants the monsters to live. I mean, that's why some of the townfolk believe that there were monsters.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to say that they let this molester kid their kids.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know, tourism is good with monsters, but not with pedophiles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's like a monster museum and like a monster shop and, you know.
Gas stations have monsters.
Yeah. That's what Rudy has.
Yeah. And so this reporter, he's like, boom, I just broke the story of the fucking decade. He goes, but now I'm going to, you know, it's going to be awesome. I'm going to confront the kids on what really happened. So he like goes to Rudy, he goes to Patrick, he goes to Sean and Phoebe, and it's like, you know, it's all made up. These monsters. There's only one real monster, the scary German guy. What did he do to you? And he has like a doll.
No.
And he's like, where did he show me on this doll where he touched you? and yeah, and so they just kind of freak out. And they're convinced. They're like, yeah.
And they finally come to the realization. There's such thing as monsters.
There is such thing as monsters.
It's real monsters.
And it's a scary German guy that touches you and drugs you with his pie, his cherry pie.
So like after that, I mean, what happens to Sean and, you know, what happens to Patrick and what happens to Rudy?
Well, that's
devastated.
Look at at Sean. You guys said he's a junior deputy. He's 45 years old, so he's going nowhere with that career.
Yeah, junior woodchuck.
He can't advance.
I pretty much so meant he's like a crossing guard.
Yeah, he's so bad.
He's writing tickets on the corner, you know, and people come up, oh, why, your honor, if you killed Dracula.
Rudy has, you know, he has an honest living. He's at a gas station, but, you know, it's a gas
dressed
station.
As the wolf man, pumping gas,
jumps out, scares the customer.
Rawr.
Phoebe's probably a
we're slashing prices on gas today.
Phoebe's probably an ex stripper or something.
Yeah. The mummy unveiled.
That's the name of the strip club. Patrick's he's a closet homosexual, you know.
He's an accountant. He's an accountant. He has a good job.
Yeah, but
he's like, I don't want to be part of this.
Is he Ben Affleck?
He's Ben Affleck. Patrick's Ben Affleck.
We're going back to that.
Yeah.
So the reporter's just like, I got this. I'm taking this back.
Yeah.
So he's
and like, then let's say Phoebe, she's like, after she finds out, she's like, but my best friend was Frankenstein, the monster. He was my best friend. And then the reporter who did investigate, he's like, well, the weird thing is, and the coincidence is, the scary German guy at the time, he had a roommate. His name was Frank. His last name was Stein, Frank Stein. So it's pretty obvious that Frank Stein molested you. And that's who you thought was Frankenstein. And so she's devastated too. So Monarch,
So after like the reporter, he's just like, he's jubilant. He's like, I got this story of the decade. Thing. No such
ruin
thing.
These kids' lives.
Yeah, no such thing as fucking care. Monsters. So he's driving back home to freaking New Orleans, where
the big easy,
Urban Street.
And he's driving at night, and the wind's blowing in his hair. And he's listening to the recordings of all his things, just laughing.
Yeah, these fucking kids. They're so fucked up.
Yeah, and all of a sudden.
67 Mustang.
Top down.
Top down.
Hair blowing.
And he looks in the.
You hear the cicadas?
He looks in the rearview mirror.
Oh, shit.
And there's the old German guy standing there.
Not standing there, sitting there.
There in the back seat.
That'd be kind of cool if he was standing there.
He was pretty short.
At 75 miles an hour.
Just sitting there.
Wearing leather.
Sitting there, pale as.
Assless chaps.
Pale as a
as
white
the moon.
As the moon.
The full moon.
No blood in his face.
His fangs.
Just naked, not wearing nothing but an amulet.
Just glowing.
And he says,
good story.
Oh, shit.
I've been listening to that story for 30 years.
And wham, bites the guy.
Right on the dick.
Roll credits. And you know right there, yes, there might have been some weird things going on in Baton Rouge. But there's another thing you know. Monsters are real.
And then there's an earthquake.
I think that's Newman saying he has to take a piss. Yeah, so that is the sequel to Monster Squad. It got a little blending of fiction with nonfiction. I like it.
Got real fucking sleepers on this one, guys.
I think it answered a lot of questions that I had when I was watching.
Yeah, monsters are real.
Monsters are real.
And guess what?
What?
In 100 years, those monsters are coming back.
They are coming back.
It's like Wolf 50-year storm.
Yep.
And your balls, man, your balls are going to be in their mouth.
But yes, so I think that concludes this episode. What do you think, guys?
I think so.
Put it in the book or whatever.
That is going to be difficult to edit.
Well, the last part with the dog barking, but I'll figure something out.
Or like the 30 minutes of us talking about tree houses.
No, we're keeping that in. That is gold.
Is gold.
That is gold. Everyone likes a tree house. I don't care.
I wish we all had tree houses.
I wish I could live in a tree house.
Well, you guys can make tree houses.
I don't got a tree.
You could plant a tree.
There's no palm tree tree house.
One tree.
We're in Canada. There's no palm trees in Canada.
Yeah, well, there
we got maple trees.
We got maple trees. Can't build a...
Problem is, you nail into it and it just...
Yeah.
Maple syrup comes right out.
Your treehouse will be flooded with maple syrup.
Next thing you know, you got Canadians all underneath trying to eat it. Thank you.
Like
it's,
zombies.
It's their fucking lifeblood.
It's like zombies.
I don't know why they don't like me.
All right. The Jeff took off his headphones, so that means we are done. Thank you for listening to another episode of Sequels. That should have been me.
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad. All right. See you guys. Bye.
Don't you go dying on me!